USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Long lines, rising sales, and crowded stores have been a scene at gun shops throughout Maine since Thursday morning, when stores opened for the first time since the mass shootings in Lewiston on Wednesday night, resulting in 18 deaths. Tony Lewis is the owner of T&K Tactical in Augusta, Maine, and he said he did more business Thursday than he did all of last month. Lewis said the biggest reason has been related to safety. He said that at 2 p.m. Thursday, he had a 2-inch thick stack of background checks required for gun sales, all of which had been submitted since the store opened at 10 a.m. Since Wednesday, Lewis said he's had at least 6 people in the store at any given moment, and that both guns and ammunition have seen a spike in sales. Israeli forces are now in the second phase of their war against Hamas.
Israel starting the second phase of the war to wipe out Hamas terrorists, the IDF. Israeli Defense Forces warning citizens in northern Gaza to get out now and head south for food and water. The Israeli military moving in to destroy Hamas and get the hostages home. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying this is Israel's second war of independence. The war, the direct result of Hamas terrorists killing 1,400 Jews at a festival and at a kibbutz.
That's Laura Winters reporting. The United Auto Workers have reached a tentative agreement with Stellantis to end the nation's strike against the automaker, but it escalated its strike against General Motors after days of marathon talks, walking off the job at a factory in Spring Hill, Tennessee. The Stellantis deal, if ratified by a majority of the automaker's UAW workers, will give employees a 25% raise in base wages over the next 4 years. Home sales fell to the lowest pace in 13 years, the National Association of Realtors said, as high mortgage rates squeezed the market. The group's chief economist blamed the lack of inventory and high mortgage rates for hampering sales. Overall, existing home sales are down more than 15% from 1 year ago. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away. Which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
People of Maine are beginning to attempt to get their lives back to normal after Wednesday's mass shooting in Lewiston.
Our community can now breathe a sigh of relief.
This Saturday, a sigh of relief in the state of Maine. After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar.
We're going to grieve for the families that lost loved ones here.
Lewiston, Maine Police Chief David St. Pierre speaking at a news conference. And the chief telling reporters,
I just don't want to forget the families that are grieving and will continue to grieve. I don't want to forget the law enforcement officials that have worked tirelessly throughout this whole event to come to a good conclusion.
I'm Laura Winters.
2 people are dead and 18 others were injured in a shooting after a fight between 2 groups broke out in the street early Sunday morning in Tampa, Florida, police said. Officers were present when the incident happened in Tampa's Ybor City neighborhood just before 3 a.m. Authorities believe there are at least 2 shooters involved. It's not clear whether all 18 people injured in the incident suffered gunshot wounds or other injuries. Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential stroke risk for older adults.
A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. They emphasize that the study's findings are preliminary and older adults are inherently at a higher risk due to their age. Patients are encouraged to consult their healthcare provider for a more comprehensive understanding of the vaccination risks. I'm John Schaefer.
Now Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.